are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome to another great edition of the Eagle Sports Zone, live on Eagle FM. As always, I'm your host, Hende, and today I will only be with you until 7 p.m. because we have an interview coming up right after us about the official opposition party response to the State of the Nation address by our president. And so with that said, we have a jam-packed show today on the Eagle Sports Zone. A lot of things happening in the sporting world, both locally and abroad. But we will, as usual, we will start local. But before we get there, I must tell you to make sure that you're following all of our social media pages. That's on Facebook, that's on X, that's on LinkedIn, that's on Instagram, that's on WhatsApp. Follow our WhatsApp channel as well. If you'd like the link to that, simply send us a WhatsApp message at 081-241-44. That is also the same number, 081-241-44, that you can message, send a message to, a WhatsApp message to, if you'd like to become a subscriber of the Villager newspaper, which is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, giving you the latest and greatest that is on business, economics, anything trade related, anything agriculture related, anything sporting related is there for you for free. All you have to do is send us a WhatsApp message and save that number. Now, moving on to some local sporting news, we will start with the Namibian Premier League. Slowly coming to an end. With after today, with two games left in the season. So rounds 27 and 28 took place. And yesterday's results, that is round 27, you had UNAM taking on Okanja United. UNAM winning that 1-0. KK Palace lost to Comas Nampol 2-1. The Mighty Gunners took on Julinho, beating Julinho 2-0. And Young African beat 11 Arrows 2-0. The big match of the weekend that everyone was looking forward to, that is Chula Chula up against African Stars. A crucial, crucial match for the, to decide who is going to be crowned champions as both teams battle it out at the top. That ended in a 0-0 draw. But by all accounts, it was a good atmosphere. It was good to see the stadium filled to that capacity that it was filled in Oshakati at the Independence Stadium. But it ended 0-0. Life Fighters and Rundus. Life Fighters took that 1-0. Ongos drew 1-1 with Bucks Buccaneers. And Tigers had beaten Blue Waters 2-0. And coming into today, African Stars were still at the top of the table, the defending champions on 51 points. And trailing them was Chula Chula on 50 points. Now, after today's results, we had Chula Chula beating Comas Nampol 2-1. Blue Waters beating Young African 1-0. Life Fighters and Julinho drawing. And Life Fighters are now actually relegated from the Namibian Premier League. The team from Otjiwarongo were previously relegated in the 2023-2024 season, but they bounced back immediately after playing in the first division. They came back immediately to the league for the 2025-2026 season. And now they head back to the first division after being officially relegated today. Their highest ever finish was third in the 2022-2023 season. And the first time that they played in the Namibian Premier League was during the 2025-2026 season. I believe that's when it was still called the MTC Premier League. But other fixtures that occurred, we had Okanja United facing up against FC Ongos. Okanja United taking that one. Then African Stars beat KK Palace 4-1. And three more fixtures actually that we're waiting on for them to finish. But as things stand, African Stars still lead the table by a single point with two games left in the league. So the league champion will be crowned next weekend. It would either be African Stars or Chula Chula. If you're supportive of either team, do call into the studio. That is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Now, we also had some international football. That is the under-17 Women's FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Our baby gladiators took on Kenya this afternoon at UNAM.
Qualifiers.
Eagle FM, good evening.
Yes, evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's lovely, my friend.
Yes.
Even though we won, Chula Chula took pretty tough yesterday. But anyway.
Yeah, were you at the game?
Yeah, it's not that bad. No, I was not at the game. I was just watching.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just watching on the television.
Yeah, no, it was, I thought they would win, but nah. They couldn't score.
They couldn't score. Yeah, it was tough anyway. But anyway, they play well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except today, even though they win, it was not kind of convincing.
Yeah, really.
I think somehow they need to start calming the game down. You know, when you are even like, you are leading, you open and they're obvious because it's a single goal.
Yeah.
Then they will keep the pressure on you, but sometimes they need that person to kill down the game, to slow down the game. Because I see that now they are even just kicking everywhere.
Yeah.
As long as the ball just go.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, they pull it off. It's a good thing indeed. They fight it back. And they remember one thing, it was not the deduction of the point. So I was about to be leading for with two goals, 2 points.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That
was, and I was just also wondering, how on earth that team is having a lot of technical people, but you are treating the player who was already having two yellow cards.
Yeah, no, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, sometimes all this mistake which you are making is costing us, really.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But anyway, well done for them. I really, they did very well.
Yes.
But for my side also, I'm upset, man. Arsenal. Yeah. We lost yesterday, my friend. One more. I think if we didn't make it this year, it's time for Arteta to leave. Seriously.
Yeah.
No. Arteta is having a good team. But I don't know, sometimes even listing the players, waiting for the game of Manchester. I think it's tactical, but it's wrong. You get it wrong. Mm-hmm. When the game which you can handle, then maybe you can even lose that game for Manchester. It doesn't make any difference. But yeah. Now if you're losing one move on title list, my friend, no.
So yeah, are you supporting Chelsea today?
Obvious. Obvious, I want Chelsea to pull it off, but it's to be a miracle.
Yeah.
If they do that. But anyway, the game is still going on. I think it's still doing, holding on.
Yeah, but still,
I want them to win it.
Mm. Yeah, no, let's see.
Facing them next week.
Mm-hmm.
We may even get maybe a draw to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
So you say this must be Arteta's last season.
Yeah, Arteta must just leave, man. I don't think it's capable, really. If you are, you cannot even beat top four team. I don't feel like you are good enough for title content.
Yeah, no.
Arteta, I think he need to improve with tactical. Sometimes he's even delaying to replace players. Sometimes he's replacing, then he brings the wrong people in the field. No. For me, I think he need to for improvement. When it comes to a special one, like to put up with a big team, especially when he's building up under pressure.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's also because of under pressure of the Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's making a lot of wrong calculation.
Yeah, it's not easy being chased by Manchester City.
Exactly. They are believing in their name. the neck of the Gunners, and now even the players, I don't know, man, what's wrong with it. But anyway, things are going well, man.
Yeah.
And I like it the way even we are, at least the company are coming on board. Especially, let us congratulate to Standard Bank to come up with a top 8.
With the top 8, yeah.
This is a thing which, yeah, this is a thing which really we as a Namibian, we are proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, these guys, they are collecting our money and they ship out to South Africa. They invest in South Africa.
Yeah.
Like FNB. But FNB, at least, they also do something with cricket. That is, we want more companies to come, especially the cooperative fund for SOS.
Exactly.
Like government, prosthetics. They need to come on board. You talk about non-powers, you talk about non-water. Sometimes even you just sponsor even like a second division or a league for like under 17, under 20. We need those
yeah.
in the country. We can't just every time we are waiting for the Namibian newspaper cover. No. We need to learn it from the grassroots. That's why you see other countries are pulling it off because they are having even representative when it comes to under 17 World Cup, they are qualifying. Under 20, they are qualifying.
Exactly.
But for us, we are only, they only get a chance at what? At the national level, national team level.
Yeah,
which
is true.
Wrong. Yeah, serious, I think we need it too. And the Coca-Cola, so they must come on board. Coca-Cola, you talk about Namibia Brewers. Now, you see the Heineken, they bought it off.
Mm.
But Heineken, they are sponsoring a Champions League. But in Namibia, we are drinking every day, Schaffer Lager, we are drinking every day, draft and you name it. But they are not really throwing it back to the country.
Yeah.
They need it too, because now, remember, alcohol is not only what, destroying family. And now, what you do when it comes to the rehabilitation, you need to rehabilitate with them to where you are sponsoring maybe like for the youth. To be engaging in not engaging too much in alcohol, that's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are not plowing back, no, man. Sometimes at this government, they need to be forced.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. It's also what the deputy minister said last week, that the corporate in Namibia must come on board.
Ah, serious. They need to.
Yeah.
Especially like I'm looking even like social security, what they do. You are saying it's social. which kind of social well-being of the people who are doing it?
Yeah, it's
nothing.
True.
We put our money there as a man. We don't give, our wife, some of us, our wife, they are never give it birth.
Mm-hmm.
And now those money are just there. And they're waiting for you to die or get injured. No way. They need to do something really.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they're supposed to even the school, what school premier, school league.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do something, really. GIPF also the same. They are only waiting for people to retire. No, man. Ah, no. We need to push them.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, thank you, man, for opportunity to give me, my brother.
Thank you for calling and thank you for listening.
All right.
Yes, it was a caller giving us some great insight there. If you would like to call in as well, the number in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. If you're a Chula supporter, if you're an African Star supporter, you are Arsenal supporter, especially Arsenal supporters, I want to hear from you today. Please. It will make me very, very happy. But let's take a short commercial break and then we'll continue on the other side of this.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeza shake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honoresa Time, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko Berewa, Brahetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Hatatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Eagle FM.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As the caller alluded to before the brief commercial break, the score in the Chelsea-Manchester City fixture is still 0-0. And so as things stand right now, Arsenal is on 70 points and Manchester City is on 62 points with a game in hand after this. And in third place is the Red Devils on 55 points. Rounding off the top four is Aston Villa on 55. And Liverpool, who won yesterday as well, they are on 52 points. The defending champions, by the way, all the way in fifth place. And speaking of the English Premier League table, towards the bottom, there's some shocking things happening there, because Tottenham Hotspur, one of the bigger teams in the league, are now officially in the relegation zone in 18th place, 2 points from safety, 2 points behind West Ham, who are on 32 points, Spurs on 30 points. It's looking very, very shaky for Tottenham, who lost 1-0 to Sunderland, newly promoted Sunderland. They lost 1-0, and that lifts Sunderland to 10th place on 46 points. The La Liga title race is also, I wouldn't say heating up, actually cooling down now, because the gap keeps getting bigger and bigger. But Barcelona played against Espanyol yesterday, beating them 4-1, being led by the teenage sensation that is Lamine Yamal, who came through with a goal and two assists. A day before that, Real Madrid drew 1-1 to Girona, and as things stand in the Spanish league, Barcelona is on 31 games played, on 79 points, and Real Madrid trail by 9 points on 70 points. Villarreal in third, and Atletico Madrid, who just beat Barcelona in the Champions League a few days ago, round off the top four on 57 points, 11 points clear of chasing Real Betis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, I only have until 7 p.m. this evening, and more sad news from the Namibian Premier League. Tigers FC Ingwe have been relegated from the Namibian Premier League for the very first time since the league's inception. That is in 1985. So some history being made today in the Namibian Premier League. Albeit sad history for Tiger supporters. If we have Tiger supporters listening, call in, let me know. How are you feeling right now to see your team get relegated? As I just said, they've always been in the Namibian Premier League. So the league is losing a big name. I'm actually curious, who else hasn't been relegated from the Namibian Premier League? Who else is left? Maybe only African Stars, but we'll take a commercial break soon and then we'll find out. Who are the last of the original teams of the Namibian Premier League? Maybe Blue Waters, but I feel like I remember Blue Waters playing in one of the lower divisions. But nonetheless, let's head over to our continental sporting news. We have a jam-packed one today, but we'll do that right after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. With around a little over half an hour left. Today, as I said, we are being cut short. We won't go to our usual 8 p.m. time, so let's get straight into it with some continental news. You know, here on the Eagle Sports Zone, we like to make sure that you're informed when it comes to all things African sports, especially African sports business. So let's, and development, let's start with our friends over in East Africa, that is Rwanda. They marked a major milestone in the football development with the launch of the FIFA Arena project. And in a moment, there's another thing that happened in sports over the week, when it comes to Rwanda. But let's first tackle this one. The Rwandan government and football authorities have taken a significant step forward in the country's sports development agenda with the official inauguration of the first of 10 planned football pitches. This is under the FIFA Arena project. So good to see, you know, FIFA development programs helping the continent. The Rwanda's Minister of Sport, Ms. Nelly Mukazire, and the Secretary General of FIFA, that is Matthias Grafström, and they were all at the launch, which is the beginning of a nationwide infrastructure drive. The 10 pitches, which are set to be built across the country, are expected to serve as vital hubs for talent identification and grassroots sports development. It will give a young Rwandan athletes a greater access to quality football facilities. And to end the occasion, football boots were distributed to young players under FIFA's Boots for All initiative, which is a program designed to remove financial barriers and ensures that promising talent is not held back by a lack of basic sporting equipment. So good philanthropy from the FIFA side of things. And on the other side of this, we'll get into another piece of sporting information from the East African country.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. And as I promised before the commercial break, another Rwandan story is we had Rwanda on the 7th of April was commemorating the genocide that took place in 1994. So they were, you know, hosting all kinds of candlelight vigils and things like that to remember all the people that were lost during that genocide that killed over 1 million people in 100 days that began on the 7th of April in 1994. And so I came across a few interesting articles I came across actually in regard to sport and the genocide.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt!
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah. Now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back. As I was saying before the commercial break, Rwanda was commemorating the genocide that took place in 1994. Earlier in the week, and one of the pieces of literature that came out, there was a lot of pieces about how sport was actually involved in this, or how sport was impacted by the genocide, you know, about the different athletes that Rwanda lost, the different stories about how people persevered despite the genocide and so on. But one particular story that I found interesting was one titled From Division to Unity, Sports at the Heart of Rwanda's Reconciliation. As I said, over 1 million people killed during this thing, but in the aftermath of the genocide, the communities that were, you know, that were left fractured, no trust in the community, in the government, in anyone. And of course, millions of people left fighting, you know, fighting trauma. And in the article it says that sport became a pathway to healing. You know, across the country, activities in football, basketball, volleyball, tennis, karate, cricket, and swimming began to bring people together again, united by shared goals rather than divided by, you know, past transgressions and past ideologies of hate. They had tournaments and grassroots competitions were created spaces where dialogue could happen naturally, fostering the connection and understanding amongst community members. They had competitions such as the Kagame Cup. The article says were particularly instrumental because they promoted teamwork, trust, and interaction among young people in particular, including survivors and those from different backgrounds. Remember how we spoke about sport being probably the best socializing agent there is? Here's an example of that. and was teaching a whole new generation on how to coexist, how to cooperate, and be united overall. And adds on to say that the power of sport to heal was evident even in the years immediately following the genocide. Moments like the Rayon Sports victory in the 1998 CECAFA Kagame Cup and Rwanda B's triumph in the 1999 CECAFA Men's Challenge Cup. All of these brought joy to a grieving nation. It says, the victories were more than sporting achievements. They were symbols of hope, resilience, and the possibility of a shared future. So there's an example. Of, how sport, you know, helped rebuild a society, essentially. Helped rebuild a broken and almost demolished society. Came back together through the help of sport. There was an article, or part of an article, by Peter Kamasha. Now, staying on the continent still, we're going south now. This is about a sponsorship deal that was signed between Newcastle United, that's in the English Premier League, that just lost to Crystal Palace, actually 2-1. But Newcastle United, they signed a training ground naming rights deal with a South African company known as Knox Hydration. So Newcastle's training ground will now be called, I'll get to the name in just a second, but the details of the deal is that Newcastle agreed to a multi-year partnership with Knox Hydration, granting the performance beverage naming rights to the club's training facility in a deal that combines commercial inventory with on-site production integration. So in simple English, what that means is the naming rights, so the training facility is called now, it will now be called, for example, the Knox Hydration facility or the Knox Hydration camp or something. And with on-site product integration, what that means is at the facility, this South African beverage will be drank also by this professional outfit that is Newcastle, one of the teams, football teams in England with a truly, one of the richest traditions in English football, now is partnered with a South African brand. Multiple sources indicate that the naming rights deal is worth around £6 million per year. That converts to around, let's call it 140 million rand or Namibian dollars per year, and will run for 3 years. So that's even bigger than the Betway PSL naming rights deal. Which is even bigger than that. So it goes to show how valuable sporting assets are. So from 1 July 2026, the club's training center at Darsley Park will be renamed the Knox, marking the first time Newcastle has sold naming rights to its training ground. And that is a South African company has managed to do this. The agreement also includes a sleeve sponsorship across training wear for the men's, women's, and academy teams. The partnership extends beyond the traditional sponsorship because Knox Hydration's products are set to be embedded within the club's high-performance environment, supporting player hydration and recovery across all levels. So that's a landmark deal. To my knowledge, I don't think any other African company has signed a similar deal. You know, obviously we know about Visit Rwanda with its multiple deals across European football. But in terms of a product, a brand that is a product, to my knowledge, this is a first on the continent. And Knox hydration is actually not even available in Namibia. They're only available in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Mauritius, and Australia. And they use global partnerships to scale distribution beyond brand visibility across multiple markets. But I've seen Knox hydration in our shop, so they are an African brand that is doing well. Another sponsorship deal is the Basketball Africa League, which has partnered with Ivory Coast-based sportswear brand called Flex to design its official off-court apparel and team collections, marking a first-of-its-kind collaboration for the league. Now, that's actually quite surprising. I don't know if they mean first-of-its-kind in terms of the apparel, the clothing, or if they mean it's the first time they're partnering with an African brand. I would hope that's not what it is. But Flex, which was founded 6 years ago, is headquartered in Abidjan. They will produce lifestyle merchandise and exclusive team ranges compromising of more than 20 designs with inclusive sizing aimed at fans across Africa and international markets. So one of the things, you know, we discussed before in the Eagle Sports Zone about this Basketball Africa League is how it is going to help boost or help develop the sporting ecosystem on the continent. And this is an example, a perfect example of that. The Basketball Africa League is around the same age as this brand itself. So here you have an example of sport developing at the same time as a local apparel manufacturer, and now the two sides or the two industries, the two economies are going to stimulate one another. So this is what we want to see across the entire continent. This is what we want to see in the land of the brave, and which we will hopefully in due time. Moving back to South Africa, we have the Kaizer Chiefs launched a women's team during the week. They have formally entered women's football with the launch of Kaizer Chiefs Ladies, marking a strategic expansion of one of the country's most prominent, most historical, most supported footballing brands into the women's game. This was revealed around 2 weeks ago, actually. And the ladies team will compete in the Gauteng Sasol League for this season. The move follows a multi-year build-up anchored by a partnership with the Gauteng-based side Springs Home Sweepers, which provided a pathway for operational and technical development. So that's good to see on the women's side of things, to see the women's game growing in South Africa with one of the biggest footballing brands now having a women's team attached to it as well. It would be great to see, you know, one the likes of Zenata playing there. And, you know, our best footballing, women's footballing talent. It would be good to see them in the Kaizer Chiefs colors. And then lastly, we go to West Africa, where we have Ghana pledging 3 new stadiums as part of their advancing infrastructure strategy. Ghana, who will be at the World Cup, the 2026 FIFA World Cup, are moving forward on plans that they announced actually late last year to construct 3 modern stadiums within 2026 as part of a push to upgrade sports infrastructure nationwide. So just like Namibia, Ghana is one of those countries where the people yearn, they crave for quality sporting facilities, the kind that we just spoke about at the beginning with Rwanda. But according to multiple reports, Ghana's president, that is President John Dramani John Dramani Mahamba, excuse me, said that the facilities will be designed as multi-purpose developments extending beyond traditional match day, used to include retail, dining, and entertaining offerings. Now, doesn't that sound very, very familiar? We have heard similar sentiments being expressed by our government here. And a update in the Manchester City-Chelsea fixture. Manchester City now leads by 1-0 thanks to a goal from Nico O'Reilly, assisted by none other than the man himself, that is Ryan Cherki.
Egameno jomauyerere koko marungura kalishi ashike upsakadhi wa pau teknika oliriwo omkundu opashigwana upsakadhi wa paliko no hashivuro okuya moshi para uhupiro uongeshefa oshinimo mtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma vigajo miongo mbali na khamano ikondo epangero mahangano go pau mwene uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe oneta muisanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburwa mete tekero esikwa mirongo mbali na gali siko mbali na ganega apiriri mavigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshi parashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano saiba hejin kena una okuironge kidhira omashongo oko marungura no marongo kehopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru enji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu ma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi ito yom tugu mwe awedho apo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba wotungoka otakukakara o VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapurapuro kwatasa na nayo konra hetatu imwe onda tuyatano omgoiheali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Before the commercial break, we were talking about Ghana and their new plans to build stadiums, where the president of the West African nation said, and I quote, "We will build 3 modern stadiums this year and continue every year. We will want to build stadiums with shops, restaurants, and offering food and entertainment for everyone." So, whether these actually get built or not, will, you know, time will tell, but it is good to see the continent's, you know, one of the continent's biggest leaders recognizing what is needed when it comes to sporting facilities and their potential to generate revenue. Now just comes the execution part. And update in the Manchester City Chelsea fixture, it is now 2-0 for Manchester City. Mark Gahey scoring the second goal. Another assist for Ryan Cherki. So as things stand, Arsenal, 32 games played, 70 points. That is in first place. In second place, Manchester City, 31 games played on 64 points. And, mind you, they still have to play the Gunners once more at the Etihad Stadium. So the title race heating up. Chelsea couldn't do Arsenal a favor, to all the Gunners listening. Unfortunately, your London compatriots could not help you. So shaky, shaky times for the Gunners. And we'll be back right on the other side of this.
Amour est rendu ma veuve vivant. Mon amour, tu m'as une bonne fois.
papa na lebi. Réponds-moi, pardon chérie. Si métier réservé, liboulou basombi kavo. Famille balembi, ko konsole nga po na zamourant.
Déjà.
Ah, papa na lebi. Réponds-moi, moteba. Si métier réservé, liboulou basombi kavo. Famille balembi, ko konsole nga po na zamourant.
Déjà.
Les heures du saveur, Adolphe Moutéba, Gila Mouina, Calaboué.
N'a comment qu'on vivrait, vie n'en a caché. Pour réputation, n'en est comment souillé. N'a comment passer, même pas semaine saoulé. Pour l'ingo, c'est loin, n'en a pas. Adolphe, que loin de moi. Pardon, boy, come away. Ah, maman, ma vie toujours compliquée. Depuis mon débakena,
Adolphe,
mi amore, tu la mouina. Depuis au kena, n'a pas moto, mon limon, n'a pas dit quand on a un défaut. Mon amour, salosona. Tuna kema no tuna angaye Molingo tute la kito lo azawa pie Mewa tellement triste inconsolable Pour l'immensité opposa la yana Koto kema kolinga yo jamais Nentia wa bele la na beleli Appel de détresse zole la na beleli Na zole la Adolphe Moutéba Jila mwina Awa na zamo tema pasi mama wa d'innocence Mana lela Adolphe matin, midi, soir Naina koma abonné na fibroscopie Medei, medei, medei Pardon boyo kama wae Ah mama Ma vie toujours compliquée Depuis mon tebakena Papa Mi amore ti la mouina
Avance,
m'aider, m'aider, m'aider. pardon, boy, oh, come away, no, come away. Ah, maman, ma vie toujours compliquée. Depuis mon débakena, papa, mi amore, tu la mouina,
le charismatique Dungu Zidane.
FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. It is still 2-0 in the Manchester City and Chelsea fixture. Whoop, I lied. It is now 3-0 for Manchester City. Away to Chelsea, Jeremy Doku with the third goal. Manchester City making a big, big statement, telling Arsenal that they are ready to dance to the end of the title race, putting all kinds of pressure on to Arsenal, and they will face Arsenal next weekend in the English Premier League. So if you're an Arsenal supporter, you are a Manchester City supporter, do call in. The line in the studio is 0832-888-401. Things heating up in the English Premier League title race as well as they are heating up here in the Namibian Premier League title race as well. African Stars leading Chula Chula by one single point with 2 games remaining in the league season. So the winner will be crowned next weekend. And it remains to be seen if African Stars will successfully defend their Premier League title or if Chula Chula will be crowned the champions for the very first time. Namibia's oldest footballing club, that is Tigers FC, relegated from the Namibian Premier League today following results that did not go in their favor, and joined by Life Fighters FC as well. And that is all we have time for today on the Eagle Sports Zone. The Matriarch will be coming in for her interview with the official opposition, and we will be back Same time, same place next week, Sunday, for a full show. I'll be with you until 8 p.m. next Sunday. But until then, take care and make sure you're subscribed to the Villager newspaper, which is being published tomorrow. And coming after me is the matriarch with her special interview.